how the Thielert Aero Diesels came to be. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in, and thanks for downloading us today. Thielert Aircraft Engines has made some unfortunate headlines in the last 2 weeks. But whatever comes of the company's reorganization and the investigation into the way finances were stated, the engines themselves are revolutionizing general aviation. Lots of people announce new engines. Some even bring promising-looking prototypes to aviation shows. But Frank Thielert did what most of the other upstarts never do. He made it into quantity serial production with multiple models of aero diesel engines, starting with an auto conversion, and has been chosen to provide original equipment for certificated aircraft from Diamond and Cessna. Today, we'll reach into the ANN archives to hear comments from Cessna executives about what the Thielert Centurion 2.0 does for the 172 Skyhawk. But first, let's hear Frank Thielert discuss the history of the Centurion power plants and some of the advantages of the diesel to aircraft owners.
So the background of the company is manufacturing engine components. I started the company in 89, and we had been heavily involved in the racing industry for the first 10 years, and then the idea of an aircraft engine came through one of our customers. And he told us that F-gas is more and more hard to find, and therefore we decided to start a joint project with him. And we proposed to leverage the big R&D budgets from the automotive industry, and therefore we decided to start with a base engine from the automotive side, a diesel engine. And a diesel engine because this can burn jet fuel. And since 2002, we are EASA certified. The advantage of a jet fuel engine over other engines is first the availability of fuel, second the efficiency. So we burn volume-wise about 30% less fuel, and the operation is much easier. The engine is full fader controlled, what means the pilot does not have to take care about mixture nor about prop speed. So he has one lever control, same as jet. Fader is like an automatic transmission in the car. It makes it just simple for the customer, for the operator. And where the operator before needed to have some engine know-how or knowledge about how to run the engine, and there had been a lot of philosophy behind, it is now very simple. You have the same like in a modern fan jet, you have a percentage of thrust, and this makes the operation easy. So we have an automized run-up check where you just have to press a button, and you do not have to check magnetos or anything else, nor do you have to monitor any other temperatures or things like this. It's just you put the lever to the front and then you fly it. And what I have heard several times from pilots is that they always had the fear that they have forgotten something. The diesel has a much higher compression ratio. This is in general the reason why the diesel engine is more efficient and has a qualitative fuel mixture instead of a quantitative fuel mixture. So diesel engines with a diesel working principle are generally more efficient than gasoline engines, and especially direct injected turbo engines are very efficient. Again, a full liquid cooled engine, the advantage is that the noise level is lower through the liquid. We have segregated oil systems between the gearbox and the engine, which allows us to have a light gearbox because we can use special oil which is designed for these high loads in the gearbox. We have a turbocharger which assures us that we have good power at altitude, and yeah, that's it basically. And what was necessary to design this was also the high pressure fuel pump, because the loop efficiency of jet fuel is significantly lower than the loop efficiency of diesel fuel, and therefore this is also our design. I think in 10 years' time there will be no 100 low-lead. There will be a replacement fuel which has the same properties. I think personally that it's not a big deal regarding detonation, but it is regarding vapor lock. So it will be definitely a boutique product which will be very, very expensive. And I think if the pilots have the opportunity, they will switch to the more common fuel, because then again the availability is the key driving point. and in the US and in Central Europe, the availability of F-gas is good. Everywhere else in the world, the availability of F-gas is already poor. And this will become worse over the time.
We'll be back with more on the T-Alert Centurion diesels in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with today's Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. You know you've arrived as a power plant manufacturer when Cessna chooses you to provide original equipment for the venerable 172 Skyhawk. Last year at AOPA Expo, Cessna was announcing the upcoming availability of the T-Alert Centurion 2.0 in the 172. Roger White, Senior VP for Sales and Marketing, recounted numerous ways in which the diesel will make the 172 a better aircraft for many applications.
It has the new T-Alert Centurion 2-liter engine, which develops 155 horsepower at 2,300 RPM. It's a turbocharged liquid-cooled engine, and the engine is controlled by FADEC. It has a single lever power control, no more mixture, and nothing else apart from one control to control the engine. A composite three-blade constant speed propeller. The recommended maximum power on the TD is at 85% at 155 horsepower versus 75% of the SP version, which is the Lycoming powered. This brings an increase of range of 19%, increased endurance of 22%, and a cruise speed within 7 knots of the 180 horsepower version. 140 nautical miles range, that's 24% more, and that's at 60% of power. Fuel consumption is about 30% less than the normal gasoline engine, and the aircraft has improved altitude performance. Once you get above 2,000 feet density altitude, the takeoff performance is better and the climb performance is better above 3,000 feet density altitude. The airplane with its three-blade propeller has a reduced noise signature. The engine turns at 2,300 RPM rather than 2,400 for the gasoline-powered version. The simplified engine operation, and through the FADEC, it starts like an automobile. It's just a matter of pressing the button, and it starts pretty much under all conditions. You don't have to play around with mixture controls and have to do special things to get it started if it's really cold or really hot. You will see in the instrumentation percentage power displays, and the FADEC records engine data. So you can see what is happening with engine parameters. It is a water-cooled engine or a fluid-cooled engine, which means you have increased thermal protection. You don't get the thermal shocks with this engine that you would with an air-cooled engine. It brings improved efficiency and reliability, sustained altitude performance. It's a turbocharged engine, so you don't lose any power under 8,000 feet density altitudes. And the cabin heater works off of a radiator. It works off of the liquid cooling system rather than on exhaust, so there is less chance of carbon monoxide getting into the cabin, and it's simplified for maintenance and troubleshooting.
After the formal presentation at AOPA Expo, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell caught up with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton to ask the big remaining question, who will buy a turbodiesel Skyhawk?
Well, you know, when we really look at the market demand, so much of it globally is hampered because there isn't a product out there that can run on diesel or Jet A. I think a classic example is if you look in South Africa today, we have people who are buying new Skyhawks, and they're taking the engines out immediately and putting in an aftermarket diesel engine. And we said, why are we not offering that directly out of the factory and making that available for those markets that are dependent on Jet A?
Do you see this more of an international airplane, or do you think that North America really has the taste for a diesel Skyhawk?
I think initially it'll be international. Domestically, the real barrier will be, especially the small airports, do they have Jet A on the field? Because so many of your small GA fields today only have avgas, and the cost and EPA requirements to put another fuel farm in could be prohibitive. Now, conversely, I believe that some of the flight schools, if you look at some of the larger flight institutions, whether it be an Embry-Riddle, whether it be Pan American, there could be a significant cost advantage in their flight training programs to be able to convert over to the diesel. They can fuel the airplane the beginning of the day. If they aren't running at full power, they can probably get through numerous students in a given day without having to refuel, which is a pretty good operating advantage for a flight training environment.
The company is going through some changes, but T-Alert Aircraft Engines is still turning out Centurion diesels and still supplying Diamond and Cessna. We'll continue to follow the story. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.